Hold on. I forgot about that. I forgot we're a professional organization here.
We're so professional that nobody edits our audio.
Okay. I clapped. That's how you do it, right?
Yeah.
Right. You ready there, Brian? All right. Well, welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 187, being recorded on December 7th, 2021. The Council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit.
Little background and absolutely no expertise. All Council Cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever. So welcome to this evening. We are half-masted in it here tonight. We've got almost a full crew. I'm not sure what that means. But anyway, who's ready to go fishing on the moon?
Did they find
What?
water?
Wait, like the beginning of the what is it? Imagine like Steven Spielberg's production company.
Yeah, something like that.
DreamWorks.
There you go. Yeah, well, they may or may not have found water, but a Chinese rover has apparently spotted a mysterious hut on the far side of the moon. If
What,
you
what?
looked really closely, I think it's just an ice fishing hut.
I heard that it was the latest GME store location.
They built a GameStop store on the moon because
Yes.
why not?
Well,
But
because the stocks were doing so well earlier this year.
yeah, they took it to the moon, literally.
To the moon.
We need to pull this stunt and have the Mars rover find a cylindrical shape on Mars or something, some kind of
Maybe they'll find a
obelisk or
McDonald's on the
something.
Mars or something.
There you go.
Yeah, two arches.
Uh,
two
but
golden arches.
but apparently there is no McDonald's, but we also don't really know what it is. So apparently the mission controllers over at the Chinese National Space Administration are going to drive their little wheeled vehicle over to it and find out what's going on. Maybe
How
somebody's
long will
hanging
that
out
take?
over there. I'm going to guess like 2 years.
It's solar powered
there
and
to
it's on
check it
the
out. It's
it's
just a
solar powered and
boulder.
it's on the dark side of the moon.
I love how they're like, oh, that's probably nothing. It's just a rock.
I like how it's a zoomed in view of the low res image isn't very helpful, but here it is anyway.
Yeah, that image is going to be on that screen for the next 5 years because it's on the camera.
I just keep driving towards it.
Driving towards
You'll
it.
never get
We just
closer.
don't get any closer.
Actually, that would be even more magical that somebody would probably be like, oh my gosh, how big is this thing?
There you
It's
go. like the Monty Python and the Holy Grail scene where they're running towards the castle and they just
Yeah.
keep coming up over the hill.
Closer and closer. All of a sudden, there it is.
Apparently, the last time they
Well,
found something like this, it turned out to just be a bunch of rocks. So I wouldn't exactly get
I've
my
got
hopes
faith
up,
this
but
time. I believe.
Do we think it would be anything else?
yeah, I think it could be one of those huts from the Land of the Lost. And so, remember that cartoon in the morning, or not cartoon, that Saturday morning show where Will and Hari. Oh, you guys don't remember, do you? Wait, no.
The Land of the Lost? Yeah.
Land of the Lost. Anyway, inside are these stones, and you move the stones around to control the whole planet. So, I think that's what
Ah,
it is.
that must be. That's a good theory there, Brian.
There's a table there,
I
and
don't know
there's
what you're
just
saying, but I agree
multicolored
completely.
stones.
Oh, definitely.
Try and
I
find that,
think
Silas, and put it up there.
that somebody found a little bit of water on the moon, and they said, it's frozen. So I still think it's an ice fishing hut.
Just don't open it, because this will happen.
Oh, that's what it is. It's
Rita,
Rita, or it's an
it's
ice fishing
Rita. At
hut,
last. After 10,000 years,
I'm free. Obelisk that will control the moon and turn it into an oasis.
It's time to conquer Earth.
As an adult, watching her face, it looks like she's going. Looks like she's going. I hate my job.
How did I get this gig?
Why am I in this thing?
And then they will have to recruit some teenagers with attitude.
There you go.
Which is the best ranger, by the way?
The Green Ranger.
One of our listeners said blue.
Definitely not the Red Ranger.
I thought it was the White Ranger.
I would go with the White Ranger.
It's the blue because it's David Yost and he's from Iowa.
We have two white and two blue. Silas, you're the tiebreaker.
The Pink Ranger.
I knew you were going to say the Pink Ranger.
Well, you know, something that does keep, you know, I'm going to give a thumbs up to this one, but something that does keep teenagers running, though, is coffee and tea.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, Starbucks. It will make you live longer.
Teenagers drinking coffee?
What about for people who it gives panic attacks to?
Wait. Then you're going to die sooner.
Coffee and tea? Coffee and tea make you live longer? From the makers of coffee and tea? Is this?
Yeah, who sponsored this?
Who sponsored this study?
Great Britain.
Great
Britain.
From the makers of bacon. Bacon will make you live longer.
That I will believe.
Some new research. I honestly haven't read the article to know who came up with it.
The group, the crowd.
Classic Council Cast.
The researchers, who are apparently based in China, looked at data from UK Biobank, which is apparently a long-running research project that tracks the health of volunteers in the UK since the mid-2000s. They apparently specifically focused on 365,000 people aged between 50 and 74 with no pre-existing stroke or dementia cases and followed them for a period of 11 and a half years. And they were asked how often they drank coffee or tea, and it found out that they had a reduced case of dementia and stroke compared to those who did not drink coffee or tea.
How many people?
365,000.
Is that statistically significant?
I think that would be statistically significant.
I don't know.
That's a lot of people.
There are billions of people on Earth. Like,
yeah, but there aren't billions of people in the UK. It's only like 565,000. Only 200,000 didn't even participate in the study.
How many people? I want to make sure this is accurate.
It's a surprisingly low number of participants to make something statistically significant.
7 billion.
I remember that from the stats class I took at Iowa State.
Okay. Oh, I did it backwards.
You're hurting us.
Let me put the other number in first. 365,000 divided by 7,753,100,000 100.
Carry the two.
Out of all the people on Earth, it's 0.00047%.
Wow.
That's statistically insignificant.
That sounds pretty significant.
That's significant.
I'm just making it up. No, you're right. That's 365,000 is way more than enough for a statistically viable study. It's pretty hefty on the numbers. You could get away with like a sample size of like
the TV.
For it to be what? Statistically significant, like
20 people.
It doesn't have to be very big. It's can get away with like a couple hundred people for it to be like a world. I think it's like 1,000 or something like that is like a world, like to be viable to say, yeah, this is what's happening in the population. You know what? Let me talk out of my ass some more. And you guys, actually, I'll do some research now. you guys move on to the next topic. Thumbs up for whatever we were just talking about.
Well, they did say they found that apparently it lowers your risk of dementia by 28% and your risk of stroke by 32%. So if you're not drinking coffee or tea now, you probably should start or you will die tomorrow.
Ooh.
That is our life advice for you.
That's kind of harsh.
Well, you know.
We're just here telling it like it is. That's the counsel for you. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay, all you have to do is take the number of respondents you need, divided by the expected response rate, and multiply by 100. For example, if you need 500 customers to respond to your survey, and you know the response... Oh, this isn't used. This isn't... Oh, determining sample size.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to move on and say... Lost. They say that you're confused. That's live research for you, folks.
That's, you know, we're fact checking ourselves as we go, and it turns out we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Hey, we're better than Fox News.
Well, you know, if you do want to do some more fact checking, you might not be able to use Microsoft, or might not be able to use Chrome if you're running the new version of Microsoft Windows, or at least Microsoft wants you to think you can't.
Bum, bum, bum.
So apparently if you are running the new version of Windows 11 something something or another, you're going to be, you know, starting off with the Edge browser to start with. And if you're like millions of other people across the world, you probably are like, hey, I want to go and download Google Chrome and use that instead. Well, apparently Microsoft now gives you a pop-up. If you try to go to google.com/Chrome, it will give you a message that says, hey, do you really want to do that? I'm already running on Chrome.
What?
Yep.
It's not running on Chrome, it's running on Edge.
Edge actually runs on the same technology as Chrome. It's runs built on the same thing. Yep.
Really? It seems disingenuous.
I'm actually kind of a fan of Edge. I've been using it as my daily browser at work.
And?
It's not terrible.
And solid. How is that treating you?
It has not killed me yet, so it's treating me well.
Well, that's nice. That's positive.
I will say Bing is still a terrible search engine.
Bing, are you still using Bing?
I think you can't you change it to Google?
I can. But I wanted to attempt to use Bing just to see what it was like. And fair. It is still terrible.
I'm still on Ask Jeeves, but, you know, what are you gonna do?
I do use Bing for most of my searching at work, and I will admit it's probably good, I would say, 80% of the time. But there's, especially if I'm looking for something very scientific-y, it does not find that very well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so Microsoft has had a history of making it difficult to not use their built-in browser. And this is just another, you know, I don't even know why they try anymore. I mean, everybody knows this is what they're going to do. I mean,
that's a little aggressive. I mean, they're automatically going to get a huge share because
it's already installed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what's the big deal? I don't know. I'm a little surprised that they're still trying to get people to not use any other browser. It just seems like this continual thing for them. And this is just the latest step in that.
Have you guys been on AskJeeves.com in a while?
No.
I didn't even
it's
know
it's still a thing. .com now.
You're still on Ask Jeeves and Dave's still using Bing? Come on, guys.
When I search baseball, the first thing that comes up is official MLB shirts, the authority for MLB shirts. After that is search internet search, watch baseball live streaming. After that is watch baseball live streaming free. After that is sports bachelor degree. And after that is little league baseball and softball.
Oh,
how does that compare to
fascinating?
And nailed watch it. Baseball USA baseball home. And then after that is MLB, a New York Times article. The Major League Baseball Association does not pop up until...
What's on page two? Maybe it's on page two.
It might be on page two. Let's go to page two. The MLB shop is an ad on page two.
So it's not actually, it's just the shop, not the actual page.
Correct. Yeah. No, it's a
maybe you should compare it to
there.
Bing and Google and DuckDuckGo to see what it actually, okay, how there's
Google. And I just type in baseball. When I type in baseball, Major League Baseball is the first hit on Google.
What about DuckDuckGo?
Let me see. DuckDuckGo
came up with the MLB for me.
Maps pops up, then shopping, the bullpen report ad. Oh, and then MLB. Yeah, ask. What are you doing? Ask. What are you?
Maybe you need to ask it a question, like how you answer Jeopardy questions.
Yeah.
What is baseball? Ask that.
Ask it a natural language question.
What is baseball? Okay. Easy Baseball Scorebook, Baseball Live, latest results, watch baseball. Yeah.
I think moral of the story here is if you are still using ask.com, stop.
What is the best professional?
Stop using Bing too.
Baseball league. It says nothing.
Well, thumbs down for Ask Jeeves.
Yo, I'm going to give it a thumbs down to Microsoft for pushing this as well. So, yo, I will give a thumbs down.
Chrome and Edge, either one of them. I don't like either one. So
you don't like either one? Thumbs down to both?
No.
All right.
Yep.
You would.
Well, you know, that's okay if you're okay using your built-in browser or not using your built-in browser, because you know what? The UN has said that only 30% of the world's population has never been online. And if you were lucky, you might be part of that 37%.
Does that include, like, infants and we baby Seamus and, like, does that, because, like, 37%, I think that would be... If you include all of the children who shouldn't be on the internet, I can understand that statistic, which means like every adult would have been.
Finley's already been searching the web.
Yeah, Finley's probably already finding the porn.
I don't know. I don't check his searches.
You are a bad parent.
You don't check his searches. You don't have any safety. You have safety gates and you have things over the outlets and you don't have a safety filter on your
He's just like smashing the keyboard, so anything can pop up. I probably should have put in some safeguards. You're right. This is bad parent of the year.
You know, the article doesn't say if it includes literally every individual or just adults. I think that was your question, Dave.
Yeah, I agree. I was wondering that too when I saw it. How many kids are on the planet?
I would tend to believe, though, that this is geared more towards adults, not just every single person on the planet. Because I do talk a lot about how some developing countries still aren't online in the vast majority of their population. He said there's clearly a massive digital divide separating rich nations and poorer developing countries, with 96% of those still unable to connect to the internet.
Yeah, but isn't Starlink or whatever up there floating around?
Yeah, but you still have to buy it. It's rich man's internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like you have to have a wire connected or something. Just pony up the money and get your internet.
That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do.
What?
You just kind of get together. What would it cost? I mean, I just no.
You know, I do wonder though. Like, is this in? Is it, what is their definition of being on the internet? Because there is, even though people have in developing countries, they may not have access to just like a computer. I think a lot of people still have cell phones that can get on the internet.
That's a good point.
And so, like, does that count, or are they specifically looking at like people who have to go like to a computer to get on the internet?
Yeah, this sounds like a poorly researched and written article. I'm going to say down for poorly researched and written articles. I mean, there's just too many questions. It just seems like they just threw out a statistic that doesn't really match a lot of the things that are going on.
Have you ever been online?
What's that?
I like your titles for these topics more than the titles for the actual articles. Blaine's title for this section was, "Have you ever been online?"
You know, and I now rereading this article, the very last end says the UN report further proves the increase in global internet access is more of a question of when rather than if. So now I'm thinking that maybe this article is supposed to try to be saying that, hey, this is a great thing that there's only 37% that haven't been on the internet.
Yeah, poorly written article. Thumbs down.
I am going to give it a thumbs up for telling us how it is.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up because it said SpaceX, and we haven't mentioned that yet this episode, so.
Sure, why not?
Oh, wait, no, you just talked about SpaceX. Never mind.
We just talked about Starlink.
Oh, Starlink. Isn't that the same
thing? Oh, I'm glad Dave moved. I thought maybe he was frozen.
That was a concern.
It was a concern a little bit there.
I appreciate the concern there, Captain.
Captain.
You know, if you were really concerned, you could probably blow a whistle in Dave's general direction. And if you were extra special, you could blow the Tesla cyber whistle. If you're willing to pony up $50 for it. And what? Got in before it got sold out.
It's a cyber whistle?
Yeah. Apparently Tesla released a whistle that is in the shape of the Cybertruck. And it's called the Cyber Whistle.
Did he release it in tandem with Flo Rida?
No.
Did Elon try and make his own? Finally shipping Cybertrucks.
Did he try and record his own version of Whistle by Flo Rida?
That he might have.
I could see him doing that. He's a real musical genius.
That he is.
Isn't he rap?
Flo Rida, not Elon Musk.
He does have a rap album.
That's what I thought. Wait, who? Flo Rida or
Elon both. Musk?
Both.
Nope. Flo Rida doesn't.
Oh, okay.
He only does. He technically falls under the hip hop genre.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, if you had $50 that you wanted to spend on a useless whistle, I guess you can buy this. Actually, you can't anymore because it's sold out already. But maybe if they ever come back.
I'm going to say you put this in the right category and thumbs down.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with a big old thumbs down on this one, too. I can only hope that you can use the whistle to call your Cybertruck, though. If it doesn't do that,
oh, sounds awesome.
Thumbs down.
That's some amazing integration right there that they are missing out on.
I can't believe they haven't thought of this already. But, you know, something that you maybe don't want to ever leave would be an oasis. If you were buried under a whole bunch of snow with a cover band for Oasis.
Noasis is their name.
So, oh, yeah, apparently for 3 days, the visitors to the UK's highest pub were stranded after a snowstorm dumped 3 feet of snow in the area. And apparently that night, the pub was supposed to be having an Oasis cover band called Noasis play.
Oh, I get it.
Apparently they just, the visitors got to listen to them for 3 days straight.
So did the band get paid for 3 days?
My guess is they were like, you know what? We're just going to roll with it. There's a possibility that there's a news story and that people will want to book us as the band that still played because there was no way to leave the stage for 3 days.
Can you imagine come after off the stage? Can you imagine after the first day? You guys know anything else?
You're my Wonderwall.
Yeah, that's...
You're my Wonderwall.
I'm going to kill somebody.
I'm surprised nobody got stabbed.
You know, honestly, though...
How about we play a little song for everybody?
Like, no! The pub owner was probably like, you know what? We have beer until it's gone. We have liquor until it's gone. Just enjoy yourselves, people.
So you know, what happened after day one?
Well, here's the best part is apparently the pub hosted karaoke trivia and a buffet to break up the set. So nothing's better than listening to an Oasis cover band than to have karaoke of what I can only imagine would be Oasis songs.
Oh my gosh, that would be the epic level troll right there.
I'd probably be the person to do it. Everyone at the table would be like, hey, somebody should go sing Wonderwall. Wouldn't that be awesome? I'd be like, all right, I'll do it. And I'm like, no, don't do it. Be like, why not? What are they going to do? They'd be like, hey, you stole the song that we stole.
That we've already sang 15 times.
Okay, whatever.
You know, I give it a thumbs up to these guys for somehow not killing people after 3 days.
Oh my goodness.
There's a video of him down here playing.
Does it turn in? Is this on day one or day three?
It doesn't say. There's a lot of energy, so I'm going to say day three.
There you go.
They've pushed through. Day one, it's just like a normal bar night. Day two. So if you go from day, like, first 24 hours. So how did they count days? Did they start like from like 24-hour periods? Is that all they were referring to? So it was one night, two nights.
I would guess like Saturday, Friday.
The third night?
Yeah, this says they were starting Friday night. And I'm guessing they probably didn't get out till Monday?
Monday night.
Yeah.
So, man. That's like an awesome, I'm a little jealous of all these people. That's actually kind of like my ideal weekend.
Well, I give it a thumbs up. So there you go.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Getting that's, you can quote me saying that. Getting stuck at getting trapped in a pub with an Oasis cover band for an entire weekend is my ideal of a good weekend.
Sure. I could arrange that.
With or without Kayla?
Yeah, sure, whenever.
Sure, yeah, whatever.
All right, well, we'll move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week. So, anybody got a pitch for Mr. Muskie?
I do. This one's actually right up his alley. I would like Mr. Musk to go to the dark side of the moon. Himself personally to investigate this anomaly that the Chinese have found. So then we can claim it for America because he will get there first.
Amazing.
In case it is a property on the moon.
We might have a better shot of him asking like Bezos to do it because Bezos had his rocket going to outer space actually. Rather than his
did
company
it really?
Going under. Well, it's farther up there than Elon's is.
What?
Elon Musk's company is going bankrupt. Didn't you see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think
did we talk about that last week?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
What Mr. Musk should do is have his remote-controlled Tesla drive to the moon from wherever it is in space right now. And go check this place out.
Either way, I like the idea, Dave, that he should claim it for America.
Yeah.
There America you go. First.
Yes, because he's totally an American citizen and not a citizen of South Africa.
Indubitably.
Good. You're good. All right. Sure. Thumbs up. Going to the moon. I like it. Who else has a pitch for Mr. Musk? All right.
I have one. I would like Mr. Musk to invent a pocket snowblower. That way you can take it to the pub with you just in case you get blocked in and you're like, oh man, what are we going to do? Are we going to listen to Oasis all weekend or are we going to snowblow our way out of here with my pocket snowblower?
You know, that just might be something he does.
How about a some stuff pocket, that he's done before? Pocket flamethrower?
You know, as long as it's not a...
melt the snow.
As long as it's not a pocket blower, then I think you're okay.
Yeah, that.
It's already been invented.
Yeah, I like the fact of combining the flamethrower idea here. So pocket flamethrower / snowblower. I like this. I think this would work.
I'm down to clown.
Especially if it fits in my pocket. Thumbs up. I could throw that, like, I could have like a million of them. I could throw them in my trunk. I could just give them away to people.
They're like business cards. Oh, here, have you tried the pocket flamethrower?
Have you tried my pocket blower?
Oops.
Come on over here and check out my pocket blower.
It'll blow you away. Brian, you got a pitch for us tonight?
Yeah, you've heard of the Craftmatic adjustable bed, right? The beds that do all... What are they called now?
Sleep number.
Sleep number does it, yeah.
Yeah, I want Musk to make a lounge number couch.
So it adjusts like an adjustable couch?
Yeah, so I'm sitting here, okay. And I don't want to be all squished way back in the couch, or I want it to be, you know, super good posture couch, or I think that would be kind of a cool thing to set my side of the couch at a 2, and my wife can set her side of the couch at a 4 or 7 or whatever.
So it's for position and firmness.
Yeah, it's, you know, for whatever's comfortable.
All right. Like
it's like a real idea.
All right.
It's like a real idea, guys. I just gave him a real idea that he can make billions off of.
That's a pretty good idea.
My idea was real.
Dave, you had an idea? Oh, that's right. You had, yeah, that was a good idea. Yeah.
I resent the fact that you don't think my idea was real.
I forgot that you had an idea, Dave. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Ouch. So my idea, I like the couch idea. I just got a new couch, and we ordered it 6 months ago. We ordered it on Mother's Day weekend, and we just got it like a couple weeks ago. And just last night, the cat threw up on it.
Oh.
I'm like, great. So now I need a new couch.
Oh, is it ruined, or
no,
can you get it cleaned?
No, it's not that bad.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to justify why I need an adjustable couch.
I think that would be a great idea. Just to be able to.
Here's my pitch for Mr. Musk is that I want him to invent a baby gate that fits in any opening. So my biggest problem is you buy a baby gate and it's like it's either too small, it's too big, it's too crooked, it's too something. Like, it literally just doesn't fit perfectly.
Yeah.
And you also want to be able to walk through it, and you also want it to not be heavy, and you want to have the cats or animals or whatever go through it, because you maybe want to block them, maybe you don't.
It's just as something to block babies.
It just has to stop a baby. That's it. But it has to fit.
He's pretty techie. Maybe he can make some sort of baby force field.
That I would be okay with. I like that idea.
And they bounce off of it and they giggle.
Yep. Baby force field that causes babies to giggle. All right.
Keeps them safe.
So I like this idea because I think that would be perfect. It could be called...
Oh, yeah, thumbs up.
Called the Giggle Gate.
Giggle
Giggle Gate.
The giggle gate. Force field.
All right. With that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned then. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We do record this podcast live on Tuesday nights on YouTube. And if you, for some reason, liked what you saw and also want to check out all of our past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org or search for the audio files on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. And if you would like us to comment on a topic you have, feel free to email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or check with us out on Twitter at RealCouncilCast, where we've definitely been keeping up. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.